This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight in Detroit, the Minnesota Timberwolves got win number 22 on the season. They're playing some really, really good basketball right now. Tonight, they won 119 to 100. And joining us now, the president of basketball operations for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Gerson Rosas, here on Late Night. First off, Gerson, I don't know what's going on, man. You've come up with a new recipe for success here to close out the season, but it's fun to see for all of the Wolves fans out there, the recipe here down the stretch and getting a chance to see these young kids kind of collaborate and show some chemistry. It's been a lot of fun, man, the last couple of weeks.
I appreciate you saying that, Henry. And the recipe is not too complicated. It's called good health, good coaching, and hard competition. And our guys are responding to that, and it's exciting to watch.
You know, one of the things that I tweeted about tonight that I really, really, I feel this, it's just my opinion, I don't know for a fact, but you're there every single day. But it just really seems like the guy that is benefiting the most, and I know that everybody in the organization, I know that all the players are benefiting from winning, but it seems to me like one of the guys is benefiting the most is Karl Anthony Towns. And the reason why I said that, Gers, is because you can just tell that he's more energetic, he's happier, and he's more confident in his teammates. Those are all byproducts of just having a successful second half of the season, correct?
Absolutely, Henry. And, you know, this team is built around him. And we've added layers of talent to help take the pressure off him where he can play his all-around game. But when you see the emergence of Anthony Edwards, when you see the success that D'Angelo Russell's having in running our offense and with his shooting, you look at our other guys that are stepping up, and Aiden and our young guys, Nas, and Jared Vanderbilt, and you see a group that has a lot of chemistry. You see a rhythm starting. You see an identity building. Those are things that are very important, special to us. But it's built around Cat, and we're able to maximize his best talents and give him help. And when we do that, the game becomes easier. We're able to win consistently. And that's a lot of fun, and that's important. You know, as an organization, we got to learn to win, and we're doing that day in and day out, and the results are starting to show.
You know, I tweeted about an hour ago, Timberwolves president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas, doesn't get enough credit for his post-draft acquisition and subsequent development of Naz Reid. And it's not just giving you props and credit, but also giving Naz a lot of props and credit, too. Tonight, he was one of five members of the team that were in double figures. Just talk about the development in Naz, because this is a guy that you acquired post-draft that went undrafted. We saw him out in Vegas, and he was showcasing his talents there. And you guys had enough confidence in him and his talent to go ahead and give him a better contract than typically most guys would get coming out of an NBA summer league. Just kind of talk about Naz as a player and where you see him in his development.
Yeah, Henry, he number one, he deserves a ton of credit. But number two, our staff deserves a lot of credit. We studied and really scouted Naz throughout the whole year. And we really liked him as a player. We were surprised he went undrafted. We jumped on him very aggressively. Our staff did a great job of making sure that we presented a great opportunity for him. And then the coaches, Coach Saunders' staff initially and then Coach Finch's staff now, has really done a great job of helping him, challenging him, giving him all the resources and the tools that he needs to be successful. But at the end of the day, this is on Nas. If Nas doesn't do what he needs to do, he doesn't become the player that he's become today. And it's exciting for us. He's a very young, talented individual who's hungry and passionate and is getting better every day. And that's a strong sign for our program. We're creating the environment and the structure where young guys can develop, our vets can be maximized, and we can have success as a team, which at the end of the day is what it's all about.
We're talking to Minnesota Timberwolves President of Basketball Operations, Gerson Rosas, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Wolves tonight in Detroit defeated the Pistons 119-100. Final three games of the season back here at Target Center this Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. I can't talk about the Wolves without talking about the number one overall pick, Anthony Edwards. What is the thing about Anthony Edwards that you have found out about him or learned about him here in his rookie season that maybe you didn't anticipate or know about him prior to the season starting?
His character, Henry. I mean, he's a guy who allows you to be coached at a high level. He's held accountable. He's an individual who we've challenged every step of the way. Being a young player who really has no idea what his ceiling is like or where he has a chance to go to, and he responds to it. Coach has done a great job of making sure whenever it's necessary, things are brought to his attention to make sure that he can continue his growth and development. But at the end of the day, great players, and he's a young player, but great players have something special in them that they want to work, they want to become the best that they can be, and they're willing to be coached, and he's shown that. I mean, the physical talent, the natural talent, the ability, you know, he's got a great heart, but at the end of the day, you have to get better, and the only way you get better is by doing the work and by being held accountable, and he's really embraced that.
You know, I like Coach Finch. I've talked to him now, I want to say three or four times post game. And, I like his, you know, the offense that he runs. He's a guy that's real. He doesn't, you know, you can see when he's disappointed, when he's frustrated. He doesn't hide anything. So I appreciate the transparency. What is maybe something about Coach Finch that over time fans will grow to love about him as they watch this organization and this team improve and get better?
Well, number one, winning. And number two, just he's an incredibly talented coach who is very passionate about not only this organization but about our group. And we're excited because, you know, the best is ahead of us. We haven't had an off season with Coach. We haven't had a training camp or a preseason with Coach. And our ability to really continue to grow and develop our identity is going to be based on his leadership. But he's a guy that's incredibly intelligent from a basketball perspective. Our guys recognize that. They respect that. But he challenges them, and he holds them accountable. And he's got great feel and understanding not only of our guys but of our philosophy. And his ability to maximize it day in and day out is going to lead to success for our organization.
You know, one of the things I appreciate about you, Gerson, is the fact that you don't sugarcoat things and you take the criticism because that's part of your job. And clearly this organization isn't there yet. Where do you feel like your team right now, the way that it's currently constructed, because, you know, there's always things that you can do to improve the team, but where do they need to, where do we need to shore this team up just right now with the roster construction that we have? What do we need to improve?
Well, number one, being one of the youngest teams in the NBA, we have to lay the foundation, which we're laying now. And it's why it's so important for us to compete day in and day out and win. At the end of the day, in terms of talent, we have more work to do there. We have to either continue to develop our talent internally or, number two, continue to add more talent, whether that's through drafts, trades, or free agency. And that's a major focus for us. You know, I'd say right now it's just the development curve of getting guys better and getting them more consistent. Positionally wise, you know, we have some questions at the four, even though Jaden McDaniels has played incredibly well. But Jaden is so versatile, you can play him at different positions. So for us, we've got to address some needs at the big spot. We have to address, you know, just the talent need to continue to grow and develop. And then just systematic needs, whether that's shooting or defense or rebounding, whatever the case may be, there's ways that we can get better. And we're very aggressive and very focused on making sure that we continue to grow the team we continue to find ways to be successful. But we're in the West, as you know, Henry, and you got to compete, you got to come out, and you got to make sure that you have an opportunity to win. And that's why this part of the season is so important for us.
Final question for you. We got three final games all at Target Center coming up against Denver, Boston, and Dallas to finish off the season on Sunday. The fans, they're allowed to be back in the arena. Hopefully more fans will be there this weekend. What do you say to the fans out there listening here on the radio home for Timberwolves basketball, News Talk 830 WCCO, about the final three games?
You know, our fans are our lifeblood, and to have them back in the building has been important. I think our record is undefeated with fans at home this season, which is really exciting for our players and really important to see the growth of the organization. I know we had a tough loss to New Orleans now that I remember, but it's important to have our fans in and building out into next year and having the opportunity to really make these days and games count are going to set up our offseason, are going to set up our next season. And give us an opportunity to really come in motivated and focused. These guys are having a great time right now, Henry. We're winning. We're competing. Guys are playing together. There's a unity and a bond that's being built, and we can't compromise that right now.
Well, I'm having fun watching the squad. I'm going to actually make the game on Sunday. Hey, wishing you guys the best of luck as you close out the season. We appreciate the time, Gers.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Henry. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. That's Timberwolves President of Basketball Operations, Gerson Rosas, joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.